This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
We got it covered.
All right.
I think we're good.
Well, the management hasn't added anything new to that list, so let's consider ourselves lucky in the new year.
I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Happy Monday. Good morning.
Okay.
92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy.
That's how you feel about it.
Are you not very happy?
It's Monday.
I had a bad weekend.
Oh, no.
You know, I did immense show prep.
I saw. You sent it to me.
As I do each and every weekend, yes. I supply us with basically enough stories to last us all week long.
All month
but,
long.
But of course, new stories come along, and it bumps the older ones. And that's why we have, you know, taking out the trash and Dumpster Friday.
Right.
You know, just to get rid of some of the stuff that we didn't have time to get to. But as I was doing all these stories,
yeah,
many of the stories changed.
As they do sometimes.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, is this what I have to deal with for the next four damn years? Everything changes overnight, daily. I mean, you know, you put one thing in place and then it changes.
Well, that's the magic of live radio, John, is that you can update people on the spot.
Well,
keep up to date.
But the thing here is we're going to have to ask the listeners to keep us updated as well, because maybe they've heard something, read something that we haven't run across yet, even though we have a story on it. We haven't gotten the update on it. So we're definitely going to need some help here, or at least I'm going to need some help. Damn it, I'm going to need some help.
So. We got a flood of information coming in every day.
It was a fire hose of information this weekend. Oh my God. Yeah, can I just say it at this point? And
sure.
I don't think I've read this or seen it any place, but I truly think at this point we are definitely in a dictatorship. I mean, truly, are we not in a dictatorship at this point?
Well,
seriously.
You can still criticize the guy in charge. When that goes away, well, then all hope is lost.
Thank you for that uplifting assessment,
you're
Sam.
Welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's the mood on this Monday.
Well, so far it's a dictatorship. I thought it was just going to be day one a dictatorship, and then everything would be back to normal.
You know, Ann corrected me on that. I said I said the same thing to her, and
what'd she say?
She said that he said he was going to be a dictator on day one, which doesn't mean that it's just day one.
Just for a day.
It's forever. You know,
trying to
get a constitutional amendment to let this guy run again ain't going to happen, folks. Unless they force everybody's hand.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Trump will try and blackmail everybody in the country. Maybe he'll just force our hand, you know, that he will withhold food from the public if we don't go along with agreeing to a constitutional amendment. This guy, I don't know if he thinks he's doing a good job by making Colombia back down on taking the immigrants. I don't know if he thinks that's a good thing. I saw the story unfold where all of a sudden Colombia gave in.
Right.
And they're a major trading partner. But at the same time, it's a small country. But they gave in to allow these immigrants to be forced here on cargo planes. Mm-hmm. 15 hours without going to the restroom, chained to the plane,
in handcuffs.
And Colombia disagreed with that, and that's going to happen now because they backed down. And I saw the responses to this posted story, and people are saying, yeah, this is what a strong president does. I mean, this is, the megas
that's where
loving
we're at.
Every second of this.
Yeah.
But they're not recognizing that this is like a dictator. You know, maybe he got his way with a small country, but this isn't the way you, I don't know, work with other countries.
It's bad diplomacy.
Well, it looks bad, yeah.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Wow. I know.
Buckle up, because it's just getting rolling.
I know this is our big segment for the national calendar, but, you know, sometimes I just have to break loose and I got to talk. I got to say something. I'm just, you know, all stuffed up from all the fire hose of crap.
You got to vent. You got to vent.
I'm frustrated. I'm angry.
When you need to vent, you got to vent.
Oh.
It's okay. We understand, John.
I guess. Just gave you the big lecture I have so far this week.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Well, Mark.
We got Mark already.
Mark's already on the line here
this morning.
Well, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
I bet you feel the same way, don't you, Mark?
Well, I just can't help but think of the parallels in history when some emperor, some king or ruler gets too big for his britches. What happened to Julius Caesar? What happened to Caligula? What happened to subsequent emperors in Rome? And this whole thing of sending people back in chains for God's sake. I mean on cargo planes, not allowed access to a restroom for hours on end. It is just reminiscent of what Hitler did in the Holocaust. I mean, it is just it's not to that level yet, but.
Yeah, he used trains. They're using cargo.
We cannot let this go uncriticized, because it is just. I mean, Jesse Waters was talking about, before this happened, when Trump was just during the election, that Jesse Waters was talking about looking forward to seeing people in cattle cars and that kind of thing. What kind of twisted SOBs are these people?
I mean, it's just.
Is that their Viagra these days? I mean, it is just.
Well, you know, it's not recognizing that a person is acting like a dictator, like an authoritarian.
Mm-hmm.
This
these
is
are
just
human beings, for God's sake.
Yes, they're human beings.
Yes, yes.
And for isn't Judge Cannon down there in Florida? I mean, she's a Venezuelan immigrant. I mean, she was not born in this country. What does she think when she's seeing people from these countries going shipped off like this? You know, treated like animals and. Just shipped off. Is she really comfortable with that, or they're recognizing the fact that, you know, that somebody could say, well, you made a mistake on your she displeases Trump, and he says, well, you made a mistake in your immigration papers way back then, so we're deporting you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's going to happen, but I mean that.
Well, you know, the kind of blowback that might happen here is that China's been working real hard to get Colombia on their side. And I think this is one way that other countries are going to have a way in to be a trading partner eventually. And I hope, and I really sincerely hope, that Europe and all these other countries get together, see what happened with Colombia, and get together and fight back, band together, and trade with each other, and find a way not to trade with the U.S. I know that sounds crazy, but, this isn't the way. You treat friends, training partners.
Trump is actually proposing, we just fund everything with tariffs and do away with taxes. Well, that's one way for the rich not to pay taxes at all, for God's sake.
Yes, yes.
Because they don't buy enough anyway. I mean, the people who buy stuff are the middle class. I mean, the middle class, you know, the lower classes. And I hate to say that word class in this country, but that's what it's becoming. I mean,
somewhere along the way, Trump is going to do this to the MAGAs. He's going to do it to the public. That's what's going to happen.
Already getting hit.
In California, right. He's going to hold back help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is just ridiculous. I mean, they complain about the price of eggs. Well, now they say, well, there's bird flu. It takes a while to get the flax back.
Now it's the bird flu's fault, right?
Now it's not a problem that the egg prices are going up, but under Biden it was. Well, the same situation existed with egg prices.
Yeah.
Because if we had to destroy flocks. I don't know. It just people better open their eyes and let the scales drop from their eyes, because you know Donald Trump is on a roll now, and nobody's saying no to him.
He's a full on dictator at this point. I'm the first one in the United States to say that he's a dictator. All right,
Mark.
Perhaps not the first. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks
for your call. You can call us 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or text us on the Civic Media app. Hey, let's get to the weather for today. Yeah. 20 degrees currently. And do we have the weather roulette wheel? Can we give it a spin? It's going to be a warm one today. Temperature is going to be climbing this week. Our afternoon high today, it looks like red 40. 40. Red.
Red 40.
Okay. Partly to mostly cloudy sky. Right now it's clear, but the clouds are going to move in later. We got time for a couple of National Day calendar
things. All right,
things.
Let's try a few.
All right. Is it or is it not National Bubble Wrap Day? Is it or is it not? Is it or is it not National Chocolate Cake Day?
Mm-hmm.
Or National Folk Appreciation Day? Which one of those days does not belong? National Bubble Wrap Day, National Chocolate Cake Day, or National Folk Music Appreciation Day?
I'm going to kind of change this up a little bit. Oh, I'm hoping that it's National Chocolate Cake Day.
You're right. It is National Chocolate Cake Day. But what is it not?
Well, I'm not interested
in what
it's not.
You don't care what it is not. All right. Sam?
I wasn't paying that close
of attention.
Okay,
thank you.
Bubble wrap, it's not bubble wrap day.
Dozed off. It is National Bubble Wrap Day.
Wow.
Also known as National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Hey, I've got some bubble wrap here at the station. We could pop it for fun,
Well, okay. Recognizes a fascinating piece of invention. Today's bubble wrap primary purpose is to protect fragile items.
No.
Really? In shipping and storage. It was invented in 1956, believe it or not.
Hmm.
Mark Chavanis.
Took a long time to catch on.
Alfred Fielding. They first sealed two shower curtains together. Why would they do this? Just for fun? I don't know. This technique created a smattering of air bubbles, and the two engineers initially thought their creation would make great wallpaper. What were they? They were high. However, sales for the wallpaper never materialized, so they made it into greenhouse insulation. But then they eventually morphed into bubble wrap.
Took an unusual path.
It did. The history of bubble wrap.
Yeah.
What else did it mean? Oh, National Chocolate Cake Day.
Yes,
so
I love
enjoy
that.
Some chocolate cake today. It's not National Folk Music Appreciation Day. We appreciate folk music every day.
Yeah, sure. That's right.
It's 18 past the hour. We're just getting rolling on a Monday morning. John and Gordy will continue.
Ham Yankees next.
Yes.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, a little upset this morning over the weekend, just too many bad stories.
Well, here's something to brighten your day.
Yes, what is that?
We have Pam Yonke on the phone this morning.
Fantastic. All right.
Good morning, Pam.
That's a pretty wide gauntlet to have to carry already on a Monday thing.
Yes. Well, you're going to have to brighten our day. Well, I want to brighten your day a little bit. I know you're a big Packer fan, aren't you? And did you hear about the story of the woman in the stands trying to push the Bears back into the field because they were trying to do the Lambeau leap? Are you familiar with that story?
I have not. No, I haven't seen that story. I knew there was some kind of commotion, but honestly, I wasn't paying attention.
It's a big story. Channel CBS 58 in Milwaukee had a long story on this thing. They asked, who is this woman? Because they had just photos. And then somebody identified her, and she became a sensation on the internet. Mm-hmm. And she was pushing these Bear players away from her mom because they were doing the Lambeau leap in her lap. And she wasn't happy about that, and she was pushing back, and they have film of it. And she is she's so wonderfully typical Packer fan. You know, it was just heartwarming as heck, and very, very nice woman. Yeah, very young lady.
Yeah. It's gone viral.
That's good. You don't want to jostle mom's beer if there's something in there.
Well, that's true. That's probably, she's protecting the beer. Oh, that's so Packerish.
Yes. All right. Yes. Well, Pam, let's talk about the lack of snow, at least around here. I know they've had snow up north. How is that affecting farmers for the upcoming spring?
Mm-hmm.
You know, less intrigued about what we're living with right now, because I always go on the assumption that it will change. I just need to give it a couple minutes. What I'm more intrigued with is getting all the stories from my buddies farther south that are completely unprepared for snow of any type, let alone measurable snow. I've got a buddy that's a farm broadcaster in Baton Rouge, and he was sending me text messages, "Yank, we don't know what to do. How do you people live with this?" All these kinds of accolades from him. It was just hilarious, and I think some of it was tongue-in-cheek, and some of it was outright serious. They did not know what to do, because you probably are aware there's a lot of homes that are farther south that do not even have, furnaces in them. So when you get this kind of a surprise like they had with the weather, and even some of our snowbirds that have gone down there were sending me updates that they woke up to temperatures that were in the low 40s on, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, they said. And, you know, that's just not what they're accustomed to or prepared for. So, and that was going from Texas. They were making snowmen on beaches in Florida all the way up, like I said, to Louisiana. It's just kind of crazy that they're getting that. And yet we have a lot of bare pavement out there this morning.
Yeah. What is the fluid that cheese is processed in?
What?
Whey? You're talking brine?
Well, yeah, the rind.
So are you talking that brine we talked about last week?
That's right. We should send some brine down there.
Yeah, right? That'd be fine. That could be a little good present from the north. I think they just as soon have hat gloves and heavier jackets.
What happens when it heats back up, though, and that cheese brine just starts to smell up the roads?
Well, then they know what it's like up here in North Country. Well, that's
no
great stuff. Yeah.
Pam, I know you got a story about the farm dog of the year. I want to find out about that. I didn't even know there was a competition.
Yeah, I love it. It's something the American Farm Bureau Federation started a couple years back, because let's face it, for a lot of us farm kids, your life was not complete unless there was a dog bouncing around next to you.
Absolutely.
And that's the case for a lot of people across the United States. And so what the Farm Bureau does is they have people submit entries of their farm dog of the year. And this year it went to a dog actually in Florida. And what a whopper. Holy crow. This guy is 6 years old. He's a guard dog. He's built like a Great Pyrenees, a big dog, but he's got kind of a St. Bernard look, but he's black and white. I think they call him Markham-y. That's the breed. Mm. And he is the guy that guards some high-value horses that are used in therapy for folks that have gone through catastrophic situations, and they've taken them up to Sandy Hook when that tragedy unfolded. So these are valuable animals, and the family said that they do a great job. They're just like having an alarm clock, a ring doorbell or something like that. They're always on the job. So that dog, Sirius was his name. He picked up the accolades from the American Farm Bureau Federation, and they also had People's Choice Pup. And that one was a dog named Daisy, which looks to me like a pit bull mastiff cross.
Yikes.
She was a rescue herself. Yeah, I know it. She was a rescue herself, and now she's on a farm in Kentucky, and she actually saved her farmer. Her farmer fell down away from the farmstead and didn't have a cell phone or anything like that, so the dog went berserk until somebody came to find his farmer. So that's the story on Daisy, the People's Choice Pup. You can find pictures and stories and that online at F FB.org, FBFarmBureau.org, if you want to follow up. Kind of cool. Story
yeah.
to start you off on a Monday.
I'd love to see it. Yeah. You know, I thought maybe they'd be more like a herding dogs that we'd have up yeah. north, or yeah. mostly on the farms yep. they would have herding dogs, right?
Yep. Yep, they usually are. A lot of border collies that get submitted, Australian heelers. But, you know, the average mutt is pretty welcome on a farm if yeah. if they, you know, don't trip you up too much going out to the barn or anything like that. But, yeah, it was I like it, and I'm going to be doing a story. I haven't scheduled it yet, where I'm going to visit with the gal that's in charge of Farm Dog, PHARM Dog, and they are all about trying to help people, I want to say repurpose, but that's kind of a lousy phrase for it,
mm-hmm.
but kind of finding homes for dogs that, and then giving them purpose, helping them to find homes where they can help farmers in a lot of different ways. So those farmers that may have physical challenges and need somebody to go out and get cows or something like
yeah,
that. So
yeah.
it's kind of a cool organization. I'll tell you more about that one when I get the details later this week.
Love to hear it. All right.
Great. Pam, thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. All right. Take care.
It's Pam Yockey, Midwest Farm Report.
So Brian. That's
Brian.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're coming back with Idiocracy around the corner.
Yep.
On John and Gordy.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. Wow. Well.
92.7 WMDX. Back with John and Gordy on a Monday morning, 20 degrees currently. It's going to get windy later on today, the high near 40. Even though it's windy out there later, it's pretty calm this morning, but the leaf blower guy is out there.
That's
on
right.
State Street.
The leaf blower guy is out there. You think, well,
there's
it's
no,
winter.
There's no leaves.
Why is he trying to blow leaves?
I don't know.
I think what he's doing is he's trying to blow the leaves off the tree out there
yes.
that still has a few leaves
Maybe.
On it.
Just point it up and get yeah. rid of all of them and get them down on the pavement where he can deal with them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, or maybe he's just blowing dust around.
maybe he dirt. Wants the leaves on the snow or the icy patches, you know, to create kind of a ground cover.
There is nothing is. There. There is nothing out there.
Well, I maybe we shouldn't have mentioned this. No one from the city is listening. You know, we want to protect his job. I mean, this guy has been out there.
He's dedicated
working hard every morning.
Yeah. Yeah. The streets are clean.
I mean, it's tough to be out there in this ice cold weather, blowing leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the plow.
Got the. Why is the plow? It hasn't snowed in weeks.
Wait, that's a street cleaner.
Okay.
Do we need the streets
it's
cleaned at this point?
Yeah, okay.
State Street is cleaner than any other street in this town, and they spend so much time cleaning it, and it's already spotless.
It is. Well, now he's cleaning the sidewalk, so this is the cleanest city in the world, I think.
Well, when we talk to Jason Ilstrup in our next hour from Downtown Madison, Inc.,
we'll find out what's going on.
We can ask him about how clean the State Street area is, and if that's part of their plans.
Well, here we go.
Coming year.
Here we go with Idiocracy.
Okay.
This is a big story. They're talking about it right now.
We're
CNN.
Overloaded. Yeah.
It's the It's the firings that took place on Friday night. Donald Trump fired at least 17 independent watchdogs, inspectors general, at multiple federal agencies, but that, of course, can't happen.
Well, some of them are fighting back, I heard.
Well, yeah. They said they're not fired and they're not leaving. And they're not quitting.
Mm-hmm.
They have to give 30-day notice to Congress. Yep. And not only that, because they are inspector generals, the government has to come up with a good reason why they are firing them. If they're just firing them for political reasons, they can't fire them.
And That's the way it works.
The whole point is these inspector generals used to work in the departments that they are now inspectors general of.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what's going on. They know what to look for.
That's
why we have them.
Yes.
And they're, by the way, inspectors general. They're impartial. They're not political. And so what Trump wants to do is put political people in those positions, which is the opposite of what inspectors general is supposed to be.
Counterintuitive.
So, yeah. So now here's the thing, you know, it was soft-pedaled by the media, I thought. Trump broke the damn law, okay? Can we just say that? He broke the law. He can't do that. So, you know, he's acting like some kind, again, a dictator. This is why I said that initially, that mm-hmm. this guy is now a dictator and no one seems to be hyperventilating over any of this. You know, I'm going to curl up in the fetal position when we get done with this show.
Well, you're right.
He's
breaking the law. Anybody going to call him on it?
Well, I think
in the Congress, are they going to start impeachment hearings?
Is it an official act? Because if it is, then I guess the Supreme Court gave him that ability. Yeah.
He's got immunity.
That's a good point.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I don't think he can break congressional laws. I don't know. It's just me, but.
Can is more of a gray than a black and white now, John.
By the way, Jim Santel will be here tomorrow. We'll ask him about that, right?
Yeah.
Our attorney at law and part-time actor, Jim Santel. He's got an acting.
You mentioned that he's an actor.
He's got an IMDb page.
Yeah.
You could look it up.
We'll ask him about that, too.
Now, I think this was brought up with Lindsey Graham, and he was okay with this. You know? Well, you know. He's the president. The thing is, they don't mind breaking laws. They don't mind. If Biden sneezed wrong, they'd say he broke the law and that he should be investigated.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, anything goes. You know, people should be very frightened by Congress and their reaction to this mega Congress. This is outrageous, and they're just allowing the president to just go off the rails.
So Lindsey Graham was okay with this, but he did object to the pardons.
Yes,
of
he
the
did
insurrectionists.
Object to that. Yeah. Now Chuck Grassley wasn't happy with it, though.
Mm.
The old guy, the old timer. He says the other thing is that inspector generals are expected to be independent of political pressure, independent of the head of the agency, and to make sure that the law is enforced and money spent appropriately. And there shouldn't be any political pressure against any of his work. Okay? That's the point. Great, Chuck. Yeah. Excellent. He'll fold. He'll change his mind.
He'll buckle.
He'll go along with everybody else on this. So this is going
to
be a big challenge, and the biggest challenge for them is to come up with an actual reason why they want to fire these people. And it's not going to go over well, and it's not going to happen. I'm predicting that it's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to get rid of these people. That's it.
That's your prediction right here.
That's my prediction.
Write that down,
yep.
Sam.
It's an official act and position. Can't call me on it.
Okay.
Now, we've got this peacetime president. You know, he said that the world is going to be peaceful and there won't be any wars at all, but he is out there promoting any kind of conflict he could possibly get into and possible war with NATO partners, by the way. So this is an interesting part of that. In 2024, Mike Johnson pushed a bill through that automatically registers men 18 to 26 for military service.
Automatically.
Yeah, they did that last year in secret. No one knows. It happened. Conscription. You're up. You're up. You're going to be called up to be in the army.
Oh, great.
Trump's army.
Great.
My God.
You didn't even know that.
Sit up late at night listening to the radio for my draft lottery number like you did.
Yes, that's right. Boy, that was an exciting time for me.
Yeah, same here. Well,
I don't know. They're just asking why was this so important for Mike Johnson to pass this when we were electing a peacetime president.
Was it a part of like a collection of bills where it just kind of slipped through and no one paid attention to it?
It probably was. It doesn't say how it slipped through, but it is that.
Well, I don't have a physical draft card to burn anymore in protest.
They got your number anyway. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I've got two sons within that age. And we kind of joked about it maybe a month or two ago, being a part of an army that Trump would put together to fight other nations, take Greenland. Of course, there's no one in Greenland to really fight. But you would have to go against the NATO partners.
Denmark.
Yeah. Everybody in NATO.
Oh, wait,
would stand together and fight us.
I think we already have a military base in Greenland somewhere.
We do. We do.
So we're all set. Oh, God.
We've got the upper hand already. All right. How about cutting 88,000 IRS agents?
That's a few.
Talk about a way to defund the government, right? These guys, they create an awful lot of income for the government. Why don't we listen to Cut 137? Okay. Let's check that out.
On day one, I immediately halted the hiring of any new IRS agents.
Yay. What?
We tried to hire 88,000 new workers to go after you, and we're in the process of developing a plan to either terminate all of them or maybe we'll move them to the border.
Off their heads. Off their heads.
Move them to the border.
Yeah. Make them border guards.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So,
he's got something about the IRS, doesn't he? Still hasn't released his taxes, right?
Yeah. And there's some
even
facts,
though he was ordered to.
There's some facts behind these IRS agents. For every dollar spent on enforcement, the IRS typically collects between $4 and $7 in revenue. It will improve tax compliance and bring an estimated $390 billion in revenue. Just for 1 year.
That sounds like a good investment to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What the hell, right? But you know who it protects?
What?
The big businesses. The billionaires.
Of course.
The big corporate CEOs. This is who it protects. Because they're the ones that are going to be threatened by these audits. You know, they used to audit poor people. Mm-hmm. All the time. That's who they focused on. It was an easy audit. They got rarely any challenges on it. Now they're going after the wealthy, and that's why they're against putting these 88,000 new IRS agents in place to collect all this money and, get them to pay what they have to pay. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So idiocracy continues here on the show.
Yes, it does.
Do we have time for one more?
I think so.
All right.
Make it fairly quick.
Let's go to the inspectors general. Okay, not the inspectors general. Let's go to Denmark. Let's talk about it. Me too.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit here. The Republicans are, against Trump on this. New five current and former senior European officials briefed on the call said Trump's phone conversation with Denmark's prime minister.
Yes.
About his intent to take over Greenland had gone very badly, the Financial Times reports. It was horrendous, said one of the people. Another added, he was very firm. He was a cold shoulder. Before, it was, hard to take him seriously on this. Now, he's definitely going to probably threaten Denmark with major tariffs, mm-hmm. and just like he did with Colombia, and see what their reaction is going to be. And I don't think it's going to be the same reaction as Colombia in this case. You know, Colombia, poor country, needs trade. I don't think Denmark's going to worry about this too much, except is IKEA?
IKEA? I'm not sure.
Denmark?
Is that Denmark? Or?
Switzerland or Sweden? I think one of those two. Okay. One of the Norwegian countries.
Anyway, we won't have to worry too much about it. But this is going to be a big deal.
Denmark's in NATO, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's a NATO country. Yeah,
of course.
So.
So
you know, I think China and Russia couldn't be happier with this situation, right?
I mean,
they can make friends now, right?
Sure.
Well, friends are good. We want them to have friends, right?
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's East Side or West Side, or go online at verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime guarantee. When are we going to get Maddie the mattress in here, Sam? Have you reached out to the Verlo people? Have we talked to them lately? Well, come on.
What's the situation?
We want to get them
we
in
gotta
here. We
got to find out. I don't know. Maybe we should just go down to their mattress
radio,
showroom after the show today.
A talking mattress? Will anybody know it's a talking mattress?
Well, bring them in here.
What does a mattress sound like?
We want to find out. We want to get Maddie the mattress in here. Okay. We're coming right back with more of John and Gordy. Taking your phone calls, 608-879-8255, or text us on your Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, this is John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7, and we're going to talk about ice right now.
Cold as ice. It's 20 degrees currently, high near 40 today. And are we hearing a little static here? What's happening? Is that my mic?
Is that your mic, or is that my mic too? It is.
How about Sam's mic? Mike?
Is it happening to me?
It is. What's going on?
There's a ghost in the machine still. There was one here on Friday, and I guess it stayed the weekend.
Really? What? How? Are we okay now? No, it's... Can you hear that?
Was this the problem over the weekend?
What do you mean?
You said there was a ghost in the machine over the weekend.
Well, we couldn't get the lights to turn on, remember?
Oh, that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then they come
we'll
on randomly sometimes.
For right now, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, this is disconcerting. But
well, I don't know. I'm kind of used to it. Used to be on an AM station once. And
it reminds us of our AM days. Yeah.
This is what I heard over the air. Yeah. Well, let's get into the ice thing, okay? Because a very unusual thing happened. You know, the Border Czar has focused on Chicago, because, you know, it's a liberal city. It's got a liberal mayor, right?
Right.
And that's why, and a liberal governor is going after.
Pritzker, yeah.
They're going after everybody in Chicago. And there was a problem, though, and I think it's outrageous and intolerable. I don't know why anybody puts up with this, but they're going after children in elementary schools.
Well, they have the freedom to do that,
apparently. They can go into schools and churches. Remember, they've got
schools and churches.
Credibility. Okay, this is driving me crazy. Wow.
Okay, well, we'll just have to carry on.
All right. Okay, okay, this is MSNBC's Katie Tour, and they're talking about an ICE situation in an elementary school. Let's check this out in Chicago.
What cut number are we
138?
There we go. Okay.
According to Chicago public school leaders, ICE agents showed up at Hamline Elementary School this morning. The staff there say they followed their established protocols and kept the agents from entering the school. According to our NBC News Chicago affiliate, the agents did not detain anyone and left the premises shortly after. NBC News has reached out to ICE officials and has not yet heard back. Joining us now, Pedro Martinez, Chief Executive Officer for the Chicago Public Schools. If it's a federal law that they're executing, say Donald Trump saying that people who are not here legally cannot be here legally, how explain to me the law here. How can federal or how can public school officials say no to letting ICE in?
Yeah, so we have both state laws and city ordinances, and they're very clear also with our policies, which is for an individual to be able to either ask for information or to even talk to our students or staff. Not only do they have to have the proper credentials, but they also have to have a valid judicial order, a court order. And because, again, we don't want our team to have to worry about what's a valid order, what isn't, we have three dedicated lawyers from our legal team that are on call to review any order to make sure that it's valid, and they will directly talk to the individuals.
What's stopping them from just waiting outside as parents come to get their kids? What do you do in a situation like that?
It's a great question. And so this is an area that we are really just working with our city and asking for help from our city. I can ensure to our families that our children are safe in our schools. Unfortunately, but that's my scope.
You know, we just a moment ago got an ICE statement about what happened. And they are saying that it was not U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that they were not there. What sort of identification do you know that these people presented? And are you guys sure it was ICE? Because they're right now saying it wasn't them.
Yeah, I know. They showed credentials to my staff. The important thing that I think the most important thing, regardless, is that my staff followed our protocols.
The national news cycle never stops,
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.